We wanted to open the arena with something different. We didn't just want to go back into our concerts that we've got planned for the autumn. We needed something that was going to be for Manchester, and hence the lineup that you've seen.
So tell me a bit about then this concert. You mentioned this is for Manchester. It's the We Are Manchester benefit concert. Tell me about what's gone into, like you said, making it about Manchester.
Yeah, what we were very conscious to do is to make it a Manchester-based thing. And so the event will take place, and it's got some great names from Noel Gallagher and his High Flying Birds, Blossoms, and also the Cortinas, which, as we all know, are Manchester bands.
Tell me a bit about tickets and obviously where that money's going to go towards, because it's about building a memorial, isn't it? A permanent memorial for what happened.
Yes, the tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and that is only just over 3 weeks until the actual night of the show. So we're very keen for people to get their tickets early. We're hoping it's going to sell out very quickly, because all the proceeds are going to this memorial.
What's the feeling been like within the arena in terms of this gig and making sure that it's right and appropriate for Manchester?
Yes, everybody involved with the Manchester Arena has been wanting to do this gig for a very long time. We've had great support from the city, all the emergency services, and they have also been pushing us to get the building back up and open. There will be some additional security that will hopefully give people extra confidence that the Manchester Arena is a safe place to come. And we're very keen that people come with as little extra baggage as possible. We won't be allowing bags in for the evening, and there will be some additional security measures that are taking place. So please come with as little as possible.
Like you said, I mean, that security is the number one priority, isn't it? And we saw that with the One Love Manchester concert. People were obviously very nervous about going to a big gig in the aftermath of what happened, but seeing that security and seeing how measures such as don't take bags in, it does make a massive difference to people's confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we are very keen to put Manchester Arena back where it belongs, which is at the forefront of the music scene in Manchester. And we want everybody to be hugely confident that it is a great place to come and watch live entertainment.
I think that's the message overall, isn't it? When something like this happens, we saw Manchester come together, we saw everybody want to unite really in the face of terrorism. And I guess a gig like this to launch the reopening of the arena is doing just that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, the people of Manchester are music fans, and they've always supported us, and we want that to continue. Since day one, everybody from Manchester City Council, British Transport Police, Greater Manchester Police, North West Ambulance Services, all of those people have come together and are really supportive to make sure that not only this event goes well, but all future events go well.
Okay, finally then, let's go back to the lineup. So you've given us like the main Manchester headliners, but we could be seeing more, and we could be seeing more of a maybe poppy feeling to it if more artists were to jump on board.
Yeah, we would love to increase the number of people coming onto the show. There is a few announcements to make, but the bill is not closed, and we are very keen to get as many great artists as we possibly can. And whether that's collaborations or just coming into the building on the night, you know, we're looking to make this a big party.